Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be the regular monthly deacons meeting directly following the service, so deacons, please note. And at 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to answer the question, what is meant by the inerrancy of the Bible? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will continue teaching from the book of Isaiah, now in Isaiah chapter 35. And at the Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m., that will feature reading from the book of Psalms, and we'll be reading Psalms 35 through 37 this Wednesday. The Women's Bible Study Group will meet tomorrow, March 12th at 7 p.m. here at the church, and the Men's Bible Study will meet the following day, Tuesday, March 13th at 7 p.m. in the church conference room. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 12 and 13. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Brother Elias will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 50, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Thank you, brother, and once again, welcome to this lovely Red Eye Sunday. For all those that are here, we're glad you're here, and for those that are still in bed, amen. So once again, 50 in the hymn books, Fairest Lord Jesus. Go ahead and turn your hymnals to 232, When I See the Blood. 2, 298, God leads us along.
So much, Brother Olivas, and please remain standing for prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we read in thy word in Psalm 33, for the word of the Lord is right. We thank you, Father. We thank you that it is not our word that is right, but your word is right. And so as we open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church, we pray that you will enable me to communicate your word, because your word is right. We thank you for the privilege of being together as children of God, not only here in the auditorium, but there in the KKMC AAB station across California, and then in the internet ministry and the bbcmh.org across the world. We thank you for those who are in fellowship with us away from this building and the internet and the radio. And we pray that the service as a whole will bring joy, instruction, and remarkable peace of heart for those who believe. And for those who unbelieve, will bring information for them to take it to heart and to ask if this is true and to consider the word of the living God. Lord, as a church body, we praise you for the Donna Dot Wheeler wonderful surgery that always surgery is bad, but when surgery goes well, we thank you, Father. And now she is home with our brother Donald. And we praise you for the doctors and for the hospital and for your care and direction and for the enthusiasm that she has in getting this done. So thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are also, as a body of believers, interceding for those in need. We pray, still praying for Fern and Leonard Reyes in Southern California and for Camille McCormack, who is with us today for a complete healing, for Dr. McCormack, our doctor, we call it, so that he will be strong, for Ann Pareto, Helen Menick, Romulo Noriel, Mildred Plica, Elizabeth Nash in New Jersey, Peter Menick, Betty Cianello. Lord, touch their bodies and give them direction in their life and comfort in these moments that they need the healing power of you. And then, Father, we have missionaries across the country and across the world. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Maritza Perez in Malaga, the beautiful place in Spain. Giovanni and Barbara Vendagno in Guatemala and Central America, and Marta Foretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila, now they are in Costa Rica, but now they are here in America for a year in deputation, and we pray for the healing power on their daughter, for the Informed Choice, the former Sound Valley Pregnancy Care Center, now at Morgan Hill here in the area. We pray for a great revival in their ministry, the Christian Athletic Association for the young people in San Jose, Daniel and Miriam Lacey for the Road Race Ministry, as Daniel is preparing for the new season this year, Fred and Carol Lewis in Portland, and now as they move from Pasadena to the city of Portland. Thank you, Lord, that not only we are able to minister to people through radio and through internet and through a personal relationship here at church, but also through these missionaries who love you, and they do the work that we cannot do in their own fields, and we are thankful for having them. Lord, I thank you for your congregation here. They love you. Bethel Baptist Church love you, and because they love you, they give out of their heart. And so bless the offering and bless the giver. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Exodus. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 65. And we will be reading Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 22. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Exodus chapter 1, the entire chapter. Now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field, All their service, wherein they made them serve, was with harshness. And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the office of midwife to the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him, but if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive? And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because of the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the scriptures which reveal your great plan of salvation from before the world began. We see the great cost of this salvation that was made possible by the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, prefigured in the book of Exodus. We thank you that he has set us free from bondage, from the slavery to sin. We know that if the Son sets us free, we are free indeed. And so we praise you and thank you for such marvelous graciousness which made us alive when we were dead in trespasses and sin. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to deliver the saving truth from the Bible. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may comprehend the greatness of your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?